is the Fremantle CEO, Simon Garlick, and he may have an answer for us on this one. He's been good enough to join us. Hello, Simon.
G'day, Andy. How are you, mate?
We're good. Bob's here as well. I'm sure
you're
aware
Simon.
Of that.
Yeah, hello, Roberto. How are you, mate? It's good to hear your voice. You don't call back that often, so it's nice to hear you on air.
So, he's very busy these days. Hey, Simon, are you aware of how many people... there's 50 people to go to theatres and cinemas and that was announced over the weekend. Does that apply to footy? Are you aware that, you know, you're going to get 25-25 split with who you're playing or 50 people allowed through the gate for a home game? Do you know if you have clarity on that one?
No, there hasn't been any further update on that front, Andy, in the sense that, well, as we left it for round one, there was essentially no one allowed to go who wasn't essential to the match day role. I think there was an exception made for first gamers and families of debutantes who are allowed to sit in a corporate box. But at this point in time, there's been no update to that based on the fact that there's some relaxation in the mass gathering or minor gathering rule. So I assume we'll get some clarification on that in the next week or two as we head towards round two.
In all the time you've been involved in the game and everything you've seen, have you seen the position that you as the, you know, the boss of this footy club, you know, the Fremantle Dockers, are confronted by with the next 4 weeks of your footy season? Have you ever seen anything more unbelievable in terms of what you're confronting and the administration of what comes next?
I think, given the clumsy way you asked that question, we've encapsulated how complex this is, Andy. To be honest,
there was a word I wasn't capable of finding somewhere, Simon.
The difficulty with which you had to ask that question, I think, is a great representation of the challenge that we all face. In the sense that, short answer, no, Andy. As you say, I've had a lifetime in footy, like a lot of us have, and been through some ups and downs and confronted some curly ones along the way. But it's a bit of a running joke over here at the moment. I had a board meeting last week and there was a bit of laughter around the fact that it was sold in, you know, really nicely by the president and a few people involved in getting Lou and I and the kids over here. And they've delivered against the weather and everything else from a lifestyle perspective, and the club's an amazing place as you'd expect it to be. But they didn't sell in the global health pandemic. That one wasn't quite in the fine print, but we're dealing with it as we need to, mate. And you're right. I mean, round two to five are complex enough as it is. But we had a really positive call with all the players, partners, and staff partners last week. The complexities around that alone, in terms of taking, you know, we'll likely take 48 players along with 25 staff and a whole bunch of others to, you know, relocate for a month to play footy, and then having a bit of uncertainty as to what it looks like at the other end of that is doesn't make it any simpler either. So it's a challenging one, mate, but one we've just got to get on with and get over each hurdle as it presents itself.
Simon, can you give us an example of some of the cross-section of problems and queries from the families and the players around the hubs?
Yeah, it's a fascinating one, Rob, because it's the interesting thing is it's not just as simple as bringing families over and then being able to, you know, head up the road to Wet n Wild and SeaWorld and the like when you get to Southeast Queensland, because there's restrictions within that. So you think to yourself, okay, it will bring one of our players, young family and three kids, but in reality, they're largely confined to Royal Pines, which, again, is not the end of the world. Let's keep it in context. It's not the worst thing in the world.
Yep. But having a little bit of that water slides will be tough.
That's the whole point of going to the surface, isn't it? But we... so even we're thinking about that in that context, that you bring someone over and then it becomes pretty constricting for them in that sense. There's a whole bunch of things, Bob, that just make it really challenging. And areas that... sometimes, you know, we like to think that we dot every I and cross every T and have it all in hand, but we're having to be pretty open and transparent that there's things that we still aren't contemplating that I'm sure they're going to come up in time.
Simon, did you say you're going to take 48 players?
That's something we're working through, Andy. So we've got a total list size with ours, with our rookies and Category B rookies and others, is actually 48. We've just still... Yep. Trying to figure out what the best thing for us to do in terms of whether you take the whole group. It's certainly got, we've got the capacity to, and that's a consideration for us. Or whether you take a smaller group that you know are going to be the most likely to play, and you know then bring a couple in and out as you go. There's arguments for both, and it's something we're just got to figure out at this point in time. But there's clearly going to be some, whether it's through injuries, that are coming back and maybe 6 or 8 weeks away. But are they better staying with the group where the majority of our, you know, rehab experts and high performance staff are, so they can continue the rehab with us, or do they stay back here? So it's still some items like that we're going to work through.
Do you have to take the cost of that extra 10 or 12 or 13 players into account?
Well, that was something we worked through with the AFL. They were comfortable with us making a decision on whether we take the entire list or not. Again, that's something that's at our discretion as to whether we do that or not. And we'll be covered, in essence, by the competition. In reality, it's not just the AFL. It's all of us working through it in that sense. And it's the same with the families. We've got the capability to take them from day one, or, you know, is it a case where we go for a period of time initially? Because it's that really interesting balance where we're trying to achieve to ensure... Yeah, I think we've got a brilliant opportunity as a young club that's still really looking to identify and build its own identity and culture, particularly after, you know, we've had a couple of significant key senior people leave the organisation, great new senior coach come in here, really young group. So there's so much we can do in a 4 week period that might accelerate some of that sort of stuff. But at the same token, our main priority is to win games of footy. So you're thinking about both balancing both those priorities with also making sure, you know, the mental health application and everything like that to everyone, not just players, but staff also is catered for.
Simon, there's been a bit of commentary around, you know, some older methods, more emotional sort of rally the troops style coaching in AFL ranks. You've got a brand new coach. Have you been in the footy department? Have you got a sense of any changes in that kind of aspect of the game?
You know, I like to stay in the background, but I have been seen enough to know that Justin's very much your contemporary style of coach, where it's building really strong relationships that underpin everything he does, and obviously that takes time as well. So again, another good opportunity. He's 6 months in the gig, as am I, to potentially accelerate some of that. As you know, mate, there's sometimes nothing like in professional sports being able to get away and get on the road to really solidify some relationships and continue to build on some of those. So yeah, Justin's very much of that way. I certainly think he's got the capability of giving some really strong and honest feedback, but like I think the best of them these days, that's done off the basis of a really strong relationship, which, you know, I think there's a misnomer now that players don't take a spray or aren't willing to cop a bit of flack from a coach. What I think players do, which is understandable now, are more than willing to do that after there's a basis of relationship that's been built.
And last one before we do let you go, Simon. Jesse Hogan, to your eye and the information you're getting out of the footy department, how's he tracking?
Yeah, really well, Andy. To my eye, anyway, he looks in unbelievable nick. He's clearly done a heap of work physically, and we also know he's done a heck of a lot of work as he needed to from a personal point of view. So from that perspective, we couldn't ask any more. We've you know, obviously invested a lot to ensure that during this period that he's been away from the club that, you know, he's really advancing in some of the key areas that he has to. It's exciting in that sense, but we're not actually looking at it, and we never have looked at it through the lens of footy. And, you know, can we get a gun player back to play at any point in time this year? It's been, far more in-depth than that. And most pleasingly, steps have been taken towards Jesse to get in the right space for himself and more generally just from a life perspective, which is the most pleasing thing. If we end up getting some footy out of him and that works for him and the club, then brilliant, but it's still secondary in that sense. But he couldn't be looking in any better shape, that's for sure.
That's great to hear. Mate, thanks for coming on. It's a crazy, crazy prospect that your footy club's got to look forward to. Gabba Carrara. I mean, we'll all be watching to see how you cope with it. We appreciate your time and wish you all the very best. Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh,
thanks.
Metricon.
Thanks for having me on.
I'm old school, Simon. I'm very old school, Simon.
You are, mate. Lovely to hear you.
I remember you. I remember you with hair, Simon. That's how far back I go.
Oh, we're going there.
Oh, he had a crack. He had a crack at me on the way.
What a shocking load, Isaiah, hits him on the backside as he leaves. It's from one
who knows the vagaries of time, Simon. I'm living it myself, my friend.
I'm going to leave that.
Thanks, Jim. Good on you. Thanks for coming on.
Yes.